Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Rishi Sunak will address MPs today about the escalating crisis in Israel and Gaza. King Abdullah II of Jordan was welcomed to Downing Street yesterday, and the Prime Minister will hold talks with other leaders in the days to come. The SNP's deputy leader will tell conference delegates today the next general election will be a straight choice between Westminster control and independence. Keith Brown will address delegates in Aberdeen this afternoon. The Justice Secretary will address Parliament later amid reports new guidance on sentencing has been issued to judges. It's been speculated it may lead to convicted rapists not being sent to prison due to them being at capacity. Officers in unmarked HGV cabs are looking out for incidents of illegal driving on Britain's roads. Matthew Picton from the Northwest Vehicle Group tells us why they use an unmarked vehicle.
You've got the elements of surprise, so you see a lot more. But he also has its limitations in relation to creating what we call a halo effect. So everybody around that police vehicle is behaving themselves.
From Radio News Hub, I'm Andy Hoyle.
Like some kind of pizza ninja, Domino's are slicing their prices. Domino's Price Slice. Small pizzas now £8, medium now £10, and large now £12. A great deal, whichever way you slice it. Ends 22nd of October, 23. Minimum delivery spends, restrictions and charges apply. For T's and C's, see domino's.co.uk.
Coming up, metaphorically speaking.
If you've had a cough for 3 weeks or more, don't just ignore it. A cough that lasts 3 weeks or more could be a sign of cancer. It's probably nothing serious, but finding cancer early makes it more treatable. Your NHS wants to see you. Contact your GP practice. Help us help you.
If you live in social housing and an issue such as leaky pipes, damp and mould, or broken locks is worrying you, know how to escalate your complaint. If you've complained through your landlord's complaints process and you're not happy with their final response, you can escalate your complaint to the Housing Ombudsman. Last year, the Housing Ombudsman ordered landlords to pay over £1 million in compensation to residents. Everyone deserves a safe and secure home. Know your rights. Visit gov.uk/social housing.
Peacock USA Easy Cook Rice are giving away 10% extra. Peacock USA Easy Cook Long Grain Rice is easy to cook, giving you consistent quality and fluffy separate grains every time. Peacock USA Easy Cook Rice has a subtle flavor, making it an excellent accompaniment to many of your favorite dishes. Great for jollof rice or jerk chicken. Enjoy Peacock USA Rice now with 10% extra. Easy cooking, easy eating every time. Offer available while stocks last. Promotion supported by USA Rice.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Sip and dance. Two left feet, don't trip and dance. The girl want me, I might give her a chance. Give her a look, she give me a glance. She wore that tight dress just to enhance. You're like a bum bum, never seen you before. Where you come from, you got a fat, I got a long, and I will never met you at random. This must be destiny, that's why you're next to me. You feel like ecstasy. This must be destiny, that's why you're next to me. You feel like ecstasy. Who told you bad man don't dance? Who told you gangsters don't dance? Even with a f*** on my hip, I dance. Bad man, take another sip and dance. Two left feet, don't trip and dance. The girl want me, I might give her a chance. Give her a look, she give me a glance. She wore that tight dress just to enhance.
Touch my forehead, chest, left shoulder, then right side. Pray my brothers are good outside. I know the vibes, I know the vibes. You're the one, girl, stop rolling eyes. I find love and it slowly dies. So Lila Pie, don't make my eye cry. Let me hold your controller. I'm not one of these controlling guys. I want you to touch, roll with the girls, them, and socialize. Enjoy your life, your is so fit, it opens eyes. I know the vibes, I know the vibes. Just cause I'm not jealous. I knew you were trouble, I wasn't prepared. If I were made
this affair. Trouble is there, trouble is there. Trouble been right there, trouble is there. Trouble gon' find me anywhere. Trouble gon' find me, bubble and wine.
Take another sip and dance. Two left feet, don't trip and dance. The girl want me, I might give her a chance. Give her a look, she give me a glance. She wore that tight dress just to enhance.
If you come close, I'ma explode. Girl there carrying a heavy load. Wind your waist in a semicircle. Getting money fast, man's not a turtle. Had to go through so many hurdles. Block so hot like inferno. Had some issues that were internal. Had a mad life, I could write a journal. But I can't lie, I love the journey. Me and the money had matrimony. All the ratchet girl want pattern up. All the posh girl get ratchet for me. If you love me, you clap before me. If you throw it, I catch it, trust me. Girl come from far, even up, sir. I want the best, not come see, come sir.
Who told you bad man don't dance? Who told you gangsters don't dance? Even with a f*** on my hip, I dance. Bad man, take another sip and dance. Two left feet, don't trip and dance. The girl want me, I might give her a chance. Give her a look, she give me a...
Oh, na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Colorful radio.
Bang 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 ha!
GD Production. See, Sean the Peasy had it done. Yo, me cut it up and then me roll it up. Yeah, me cut it up and then me stuff it up. Yeah, good in the cut in the dirty cup. Yeah, smoke it and it'll lift me up. Yeah, stay high, summer high. Yeah, stay fly, summer fly. Yeah, stay high, summer high. Yeah, stay fly, yeah, 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 yeah. Summer fly. Me know me fresh Louis V, S to the P. Yeah, be ready for the streets. When me touch out the gal and say we need. Up in the dance, match up any party. They get them till them want it plenty only. For the stop, we not flop, and the vibe never drop. At the same time, I'm a red one, I make a drop in a me lap. And I'm a bend over backway. Say them want JD. Link for a night, I win this thing, get school, so me quick. Cut it up and then me roll it up. Yeah, cut it up and then me stuff it up. Yeah, good in the cut in a the dirty cup. Yeah, smoke it and it'll lift me up. Yeah, stay high, summer high. Yeah. Stay fly, summer fly, yeah. Stay high, summer high, yeah. Stay fly, summer fly. Pull up in a the big truck and have the music turn up, 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 up. Tell him a wine and a back it up, up, up. Way up, and we say up, 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 up. Have the ganja pipe up, 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 up. Like me can't get enough, hey. Them a ask me how me stay, sir. Jamaica and a summer real, sir. The ganja I wear me crave, sir. Sound the ball and sour party every day, sir. Me cut it up and then me roll it up, yeah. Me cut it up and then me stuff it up, yeah. Good in the cut in a the dirty cup, yeah. Smoke it and it'll lift me up, yeah. Stay high, summer high, yeah. Stay fly, summer fly, yeah. Stay high, summer high, yeah. Stay fly, summer fly. Come, ganja out with me burning up, yeah. The meditation and fun enough. Them a try cut it down enough. He a begging on me, some man just make it run enough. Because the innocent don't own up, up in a jail that a bail system. Run up the bail system. Taxpayer money, but you have a jog it out in a the court system. And that a wasting thing. Cause the big criminal, them still in a the street. With a bag of millions, where them not stop teeth. Police, but the freight figure kick out them teeth. And I stop pressure to you, them when you burn them split. Me cut it up and then me roll it up. Yeah, me cut it up and then me stuff it up. Good in the cut in a the dirty cup, yeah. Smoke it and it'll lift me up, yeah. Stay high, summer high, yeah. Stay fly, summer fly, yeah. Stay high, summer high, yeah. Stay fly, summer fly. Stuff it up, yeah. Good in the cut in a the dirty cup, yeah. Smoke it and it'll lift me up, yeah. Stay high, summer high, yeah. Stay fly, summer fly, yeah. Stay high, summer high, yeah. Stay fly, summer fly. Me cut it up and then me roll it up, yeah. Me cut it up and then me stuff it up, yeah. Good in the cut in a the dirty cup, yeah. Smoke it and it'll lift me up, yeah. Stay high, summer high.
Colorful,
Dia
Delore,
colorful radio.
Hello and welcome to Metaphorically Speaking with me, Delia Delore, the podcast where we walk and talk our way through popular mottos, mantras and metaphors, tracing their contents and history. Each week we have a special guest who resonates with their chosen expression. This week's metaphor became so interesting after I'd spoken to my guest, and so we decided to make two episodes out of it. I hope you enjoy it as much as we do. The metaphor is one you've heard and probably used and been part of when you've been bluffing yourself out of a situation or trying your best to put your best face forward. I know I have. The metaphor is fake it till you make it. My guest is Michael Vincent, a world famous professional magician, speaker, photographer and coach. Michael lost his hearing 7 years ago and he reinvented himself using the training tools from his 6 years as a senior graduate of Landmark Education. The honesty of his words really touched me, and I hope you stay with me. Our expression this week is something a lot of us have heard when trying and discovering new horizons in life. It seems to have its origins in psychology around the 1920s with Alfred Adler, who developed a therapeutic technique called acting as if. This technique is still used these days and is often known as role play.
She goes, she's gone. If she stays, she stays here. The girl does what she wants to do. She knows what she wants to do, and I know I'm faking it. I'm not really making it.
Released in 1969, the song Faking It by Simon and Garfunkel seems to be the earliest reference made in art to this week's metaphor. Nowadays, we can see that many artists actually fake their success till they achieve it. This is something common with several people in the music and film industry. A good example of this are rappers who talk about and show musical videos about having a wealthy lifestyle, even in the beginning of their careers.
So, my main collaborator, Dana Carney, who's at Berkeley, and I really wanted to know, can you fake it till you make it? Like, can you do this just for a little while and actually experience a behavioral outcome that makes you seem more powerful? So we know that our nonverbals govern how other people think and feel about us. There's a lot of evidence. But our question really was, do our nonverbals govern how we think and feel about ourselves? There's some evidence.
Can you remember when Rob Pilatus, if you don't remember the name, I'm sure you remember the group's name, Milli Vanilli, when he panicked and ran off stage and MTV's Downtown presenter Julie Brown had to convince him to go back on stage when this happened.
The beginning of the end came not with a bang or even a whimper, but with a skip. On stage one night in July of 1989, in front of thousands of fans in Bristol, Connecticut, the unthinkable happened. Their pre-recorded vocal track got stuck.
I wanted to die. It stopped. Girl, you know it's girl, you know it's girl. 80,000 people. Girl, you know it's girl. You know, I couldn't repeat it 15 times. Girl, you know. It got obvious. So I stopped, I panicked, I ran off stage. Julie Brown, who used to work for MTV, ran after me. I didn't want to go back to stage. I had enough. 80,000 people waiting. I said, I have enough. I quit.
So with a bit of pushing and screaming, a couple of F words, I think, as well, I got them back out there. And the funny thing is, they got back out there, and nobody cared. The audience didn't care. It was more, basically, people were laughing at them behind the scenes, more than in front.
The biggest nightmare a lip-sync artist could ever have. I don't think the crowd really got it. I don't think they really knew. But unfortunately, there were a lot of reviewers there, and they were ripped apart.
Isn't this a great example of fake it till you make it? We can fake it till we make it. This is a powerful quote that has led many people from shy to confident and boosts their productivity in a matter of months. But it wouldn't be fair to just talk about the origin and benefits of this amazing motto without giving all of you, my dear audience, some tips on how to fake it till you make it, right? The first thing is to understand that you can become the version of who you want to be. We need to believe and understand that as human beings, we are changing all the time. Our tastes, dislikes, interests, and also our personalities, which is why we can program ourselves to be the best version of ourselves.
If I could put a business suit on, I'd feel like a businessman. Remember, whatever you direct your thoughts towards, okay, and you always think about is what you bring into your life and what you end up becoming. If you always think you're poor and you're broke, well, there's a reason you stay poor and you stay broke, because you believe that's what you are. So that's all you draw into your life. Feel, look, think, work, and become what you want to be one day. Like your parents and your elementary school teachers told you, you can be anything you want.
This doesn't mean we're not good at the moment. It's just that we need to improve in certain areas of our life, which is why we need to remind ourselves of the things that we are already good at and not stopping in our comfort zone. If we are good cooks, let's try to get out of our comfort zone. I assure you that trying a challenging task and getting it right will help you improve your confidence faster.
If I fail, then I don't have anything else. Well, let me tell you something. Don't be afraid of failing, because there's nothing wrong with failing. You have to fail in order to climb that ladder. There's no one that doesn't fail. Michael Jordan said in one of his interviews, when they said, "You're unbelievable, you're the greatest basketball player of all times." And he says, "Well, you're just mentioning the successes." But he says, "For me to become the greatest basketball player, I missed 9,000 shots when I was playing basketball at the NBA game."
I like to think of this like a child would think of it, by not thinking about it. When speaking, for example, children usually don't know they are making mistakes, so they're not awkward about it. And once they realize it's cute, they even do it on purpose. Failure and mistakes are part of being humans. As we grow older, we create barriers that limit us from making mistakes. The problem is that we learn from mistakes, or we should. We should be aware that we are not perfect and achieving perfection is impossible. Therefore, enjoying and learning from mistakes can become your next favorite hobby. Give it a try and thank me later.
I'm singing a song right now.
If you want to sing, sing as a kid. Maybe you won't be a Freddie Mercury or Ariana Grande, but if you have fun and follow your passions, you will be confident and will improve. There's absolutely nothing wrong about doing things and being scared. Most of the time, things that we want are on the other side of fear. Our special guest this week is internationally renowned magician Michael Vincent, who has been named Best Close-Up Magician 3 times by the UK's Magic Circle, and he was awarded the title of International Magician of the Year in 1993. I truly enjoyed my discussion with him on this week's metaphor. His drive, passion, and dedication is remarkable.
Michael, it's been ages since we've actually seen each other. I've been following you, so I know that you have just kept on going and doing marvelous things, but it's so nice to actually see you after, I can't even put a year to it. Can you remember when last we actually saw each other?
My memory takes me back to a time where we had a mutual friend named Mr. P and our connection with Sherry Dixon, who had a radio show somewhere up in Wembley. I remember seeing you there with a leather jacket on and everything. That's how we got connected, and we've been a part of each other's network ever since.
Yes, definitely. Well, I'm so glad to see you. As usual, you're always smiling. And when I actually saw the metaphor, fake it till you make it, you came to me immediately more about what it is that you do as opposed to who you are. Because The things that you do, a lot of people will see it as you're faking something to make it a reality. Well, it could be the other way around, but we'll go into that a little bit later. The first question I'd like to ask you is, how does the metaphor fake it till you make it resonate with you?
Permission to speak freely.
Yes, you can.
All right. Fake it till you make it. Personally, I don't like the syntax at all, because right at the beginning, you've got a very negative connotation. Fake, not real, not authentic. Make it. Well, what does that mean? We both understand the sentiment behind that phrase, fake it till you make it. It's been part of the lexicon for the last, let's say, 40 years in the realm of personal development, psychology, and so forth. But I've been thinking about it. And while the sentiment, fake it till you make it, has merit, I think the syntax, the formation of words, has a negative impact on the psychology of the individual that goes down that particular pathway. Right, I'm going to fake it till I make it. I'm going to a business meeting. I've got to look sharp. I've got to look successful. I've got to speak as someone who is already a success. Well, to me, this is not terribly authentic. Have you noticed people who are successful, they don't force anything? In fact, you would never guess they're successful, whatever success means. So let's play a little game. They've got more money than they'll ever need. They live in a nice house. They drive a nice car. They may have a chauffeur. They may have a beautiful wife and three kids. God knows what else. They can do whatever they want, wherever they want, with whoever they want, anytime they want. And they're living life on their terms. To me, that's a pretty good distinction for making it. However, let's break it down, okay, inside the context of fake it till you make it. And I'm going to use myself as a horrible example. You know, I'm a professional magician. I was 6 years old when I decided I wanted to become a magician. I was not aware of this phrase, fake it till you make it. That came a little bit later, and it had a big impact on me. However, I had already laid a foundation of integrity inside myself. Right, I'm going to learn magic, but who's going to teach me? I don't know any magicians. So I went to the library. They must have books on magic that I can read. And by golly, they did. So I got books from my library. If you look in the mirror behind me, you can see my library. And this is just the books on the shelf, not the ones in the cupboard. I've been a voracious reader all my life. My mother, she taught me how to read. I'm not faking anything. My passion and my enthusiasm forced me down the rabbit hole, and I went into a world of fantasy, learning magic, where to put my fingers to create these beautiful illusions. Now, the fake it till you make it came to me once I started meeting other magicians, because I saw people who were better than me, but I wanted to be as good as them. But fortunately, I met a gentleman who would have a big impact on my life. His name was Alan Allen. He used to own a magic shop. I used to go there every day after school. I'm like 14 when I met him. And he was very intrigued. A young black boy coming in, not buying jokes or stink bongs, but wanting to talk about magic. He says, "You're quite an unusual young boy." I said, "Well, I don't know what you mean, but thank you." He said, "No, I'm serious, because you're interested in magic." I said, "Yeah, I love the subject. Can you do any tricks?" So I showed him a magic trick. He became my coach. He started teaching me how to stand properly, how to hold my frame, so I projected a powerful presence. Now imagine this, Delia. By the time I'm 18, I'm walking straight like I own the earth and everybody in it. So people would look at me and immediately make up a story in their mind about who the hell does he think he is? Am I faking anything? I'm going to be honest with you. I probably was. I was just doing as I was told. Why? Because my mentor wanted me to walk on stage with power. You come see my show, you won't recognize me, because now I understand it much more than I did when I was 14. I know what I'm doing. When it comes to my appearance and clothing, I'm not faking anything. I'll send you a photo later of me when I'm about 3 years old. My mother made my own suits. She was a seamstress, and this was my Sunday best for church.
I'm just imagining little
gangster I was, okay? The only thing missing was the hat. Fake it till you make it. I like the sentiment. So if I was to change the syntax, the formation of words, I would probably say something like, if you want to achieve a specific outcome in your life, find someone who has already achieved it and have a conversation with them. Tell me, sir, what did you do to achieve that result? And if you ask the question in the right way, they will talk to you. I'll give you an example. I'm watching a magic show on television Christmas Day, and I see the great Slidini on television. May mean nothing to you, but Slidini was a grandmaster. It was like meeting Bruce Lee, to give you a context. Yeah. This was in 1978, and out of my little boy mouth, I said, "Damn, I want to meet this man." And I did. My mother let me travel to New York to study with Slidini. I was 18. I'm sat next to the master and he's coaching me. So what I've just described is finding someone that you can talk to and learning about their habit patterns that allowed them to produce a specific result. Once you go down that road of modeling the habits of other people, is you stand a pretty good chance of achieving a similar result. If you don't, you have to become very sensitive to what's not working and then make an adjustment. As an example, when I met Slidini, I knew I couldn't copy him because he was a little man, he was Italian, and he was very flamboyant in his gestures as a Latin type magician. I wanted to be myself, but I didn't know what that was as an 18-year-old. So I just went along. But I'm glad I did, because I internalized all of his teachings, which I've refined to myself. I wish he was alive today so that he could see how I've translated his knowledge into my being. There's a world of difference between faking it till you make it than actually being someone who is successful. You can pretend to be successful, or you are successful, and there's a world of difference. Someone who's faking it to make it is trying to make an impression on those who already are, and it doesn't feel right. Let me ask you a question. Have you met anyone who was overly ingratiating, wanting to be in your world?
Yes.
That's what it feels like. I noticed how you paused slightly.
Yes.
Because someone who's like that is very slippery. It doesn't feel right.
Yes.
And I'm a very sensitive person to people like that who behave in a manner which is not consistent with authentic behavior. They're overly friendly, and the words coming out of their mouth is try to make me feel they like me as a person. Stop that nonsense. Relax. You're not going to get anything from me any other way. Because if you behave like that, I'm going to run away from you. I don't trust people like that, but I understand it. They either want to gain an angle, they want to play you, or they want to be in your world. Why? Because I have something that's missing within them. It took me half my life to learn this.
You're not alone.
And it was very painful at times when I didn't pay attention. That's why I'm very assertive now about what I'm speaking in this conversation, okay? So fake it till you make it. I would like this conversation to whoever hears it, whoever hears this conversation, I hope they never use these words again. Vincent says, don't fake it till you make it. Accept the fact that right now you don't have the success that you're after. Okay, but I know what I'm after. Right, let me go and check out and see who's already doing what I'm doing. Not to copy, but just to learn and understand something that I may not already know. Now, I can model their behavior. Now, modeling is different to copying, because when you copy, you're taking yourself away from your natural expression. But when you're modeling, you're just modeling tactics and strategies and then noticing what kind of result you get. Mm-hmm. That's what I did with magic. That's what I did with photography. Would you believe in the last 2 years, I had to learn how to become a carer for my mother? She has dementia and she can no longer take care of herself. So for the last 2 years, I had to clean my mother the way she cleaned me as a baby. I was not going to let my mother founder on her own. I took this on. I gave up my career to do it, but I had to learn how to do it. And guess who my teachers were? The carers who came in every day. I paid attention. It was a tough gig, but guess what? It was my highest honor to honor the woman that allowed me to express myself in this world. To anyone listening, fake it till you make it. Understand the sentiment, but let's change the script and narrative about what it truly represents. It just means we want to be successful in our chosen field of endeavor. Now, there are specific ways that you can achieve your outcome. You can model the behaviors of people. You can create a network so that you're surrounded by people who have already what you want. Become a student of life. Become a student of your subject. Listen to the people in your network who are teaching you. Be humble and follow through on your assignments. And if things don't work, make adjustments. Take corrective coaching.
I'm sorry to stop you here, Michael, because I know.
Okay, go ahead.
We could continue on this, but you've given a very fair and honest definition of what that metaphor means using the syntax and so on. But can you tell us a story, maybe an example of how this metaphor has come to play?
In my life.
Yes.
When I was 16, my mentor took me to the Magic Circle. It's the magic club for British magicians. I was the only black person in that room, in that building. And I have to give Alan credit because he felt confident taking me there. He knew I would be smartly dressed. He knew I could do certain magic very well. And I had to conduct myself in a manner so that I wouldn't embarrass him or myself. When I turned professional, I needed to look the part. I'm going to tell you a true story. I had a nice car. I bought a Rolex watch. I bought sharp suits. I paid thousands of pounds for a beautiful crafted brochure, professional images, so that I looked the part. And I did. I attracted all the wrong sort of people because of it. Yeah. When people saw the rot on my wrist, they thought I was wealthy. When they saw my brochure, they thought I was wealthy. And I got calls from people, would you like to buy some advertising space? Would you like to buy some insurance in case you can't work? I can't even remember if I got any high-paid gigs for presenting myself as a world-class, successful, professional magician. If I could remember, I would tell you right now, during that period throughout the 1990s. In fact, my presentation, Fake It Till I Make It, it upset a lot of people. I can see the pictures in my mind, the looks on people's faces. This is something Robert Greene talks about in his book, The 48 Laws of Power. He said, be wary of how you present yourselves to others. If you look too smart and too successful, you will incur the wrath and envy of people you think are your friends. Because get this, if you're going to conduct yourself like that, you've got to move in those particular circles. That was my critical error. But I didn't know how to move out of that arena and create a brand new context. Context is everything, the framework. Let me think of another example. In fact, one thing led to another because I was already in it. I noticed envy. I noticed jealousy. One of the agents said to me, Michael, what do you call this? I said, I don't understand what you mean. This brochure doesn't communicate anything about you because it had a big V on the cover, V for Vincent. It looks like an advert for the military guards. And this was a woman who had booked me to do a performance in Sicily. And she was very hostile towards me because I wasn't afraid to ask for money that I felt matched my level of expertise. See, Michael, there's no more money. She literally F-bombed on me. I said, okay, Jenny, I get it. Let's do the job. I know I can do it and I'll come back. You'll get a good report, but there's no need to be hostile. That's what it cost me because people, they couldn't relate to me. They couldn't relate to me before. I'm going to say something radical now. Tell me, is this conversation going to be heard by a wide demographic of people?
Yes.
Black and white?
Yes.
Right. Well, then I'm going to speak the truth. I don't care, because this is important in this world of inclusive diversity. Back then in the 80s, the white magicians didn't know how to relate to me as a human being because they didn't see one. They saw a black man who was highly skillful at magic. That's a very important distinction I'm making, because the only time they would talk to me or show me any interest as a magician was when I was doing magic and performing. They would stop and watch. I was that good. And I'm not saying this to be boastful. I'm just saying this to present a scenario of how my presentation and conduct impacted the mindset of the people watching me. And I put myself in their shoes. If I was a white magician watching a black performer as skillful as I was, what would be my reaction? I think, damn, this guy's good. Let me see what I can learn. That was the context I was in. They didn't take me seriously. They didn't understand the depth of my passion. I'm going to cut myself some slack here, because the way I was being, yes, I was faking it to a degree, but this whole making it, I was driven to be accepted in an environment that didn't quite know how to relate to me. Does that make sense?
Yes.
To me, there is nothing worse for a person of color trying to be accepted in an environment where you're not welcome.
Yes. And I think for you as well, your occupation, your career is so special and such an area where not many black people have ventured. So I think that that made it much more difficult for you.
I didn't realize how difficult. I do know one thing. I was so unhappy, I didn't realize I was unhappy. I put it down to frustration. Maybe I wasn't good enough. Well, practice some more, fine-tune everything. My mentor was white Jewish, so he understood the problems I was having. But this conversation is beautiful, and this metaphor, fake it till you make it, I can see, even if I had changed the language, it wouldn't have made any difference. Because me being me, driven, passionate, hardworking, enthusiastic, I would have still just done what felt natural. Present myself in a dignified manner, be polite and courteous to people, try to look as if I'm the kind of person you would hire to entertain your family and friends. Most of the time when people spoke to me on the phone, they couldn't tell I was a person of color. I spoke good English and I spoke well. So you speak to me on the phone, you won't know where to place me. But when I turned up on the front door, I saw the look of startled surprise on people's faces. Because back then there was no internet. And I had no brochures initially. Do you understand? So things are different now. You look at something like LinkedIn, where we connected. There's no argument. People know who I am. They know what I'm capable of. And if they, and I'm sure people have checked me out, because that's what people do online. And there's no argument. You go to my YouTube, you can see me entertaining people who've hired me, because I film all of my work and I share what I feel I want to share. And I do so because I want people to know, well, he's bloody brilliant. Okay, do I want to hire him?
Well, you've been doing very well. They've wanted to hire you because you've been doing this for many, many years.
Yeah. Well, what is it? 40 plus years now, Delia.
Gosh.
Yeah, I turned professional in 91. I started practicing seriously from 1978 when I was 14.
Oh, my gosh. What has been the highlight?
I can tell you. I've had a few beautiful, I mean, really beautiful moments. About 7 years ago, I'm sat in the living room and I get an email from my friend Jackie. He lives in Belgium. Mike, what are you doing this Saturday? Right now, nothing. He said, well, look, I've got a client. He's celebrating a 70th birthday. And he said to me, can I get some entertainment? He said, what are you looking for? He said, well, something special. He said, do you like magic? He said, well, yes. I said, I've got just the man for you, but he's going to cost you. It doesn't matter. Bring him over if he's free. I got the job like that. And he paid me what I asked. Saturday morning, I was on Eurostar to Brussels, and I gave them a performance they'll never forget. These were diamond dealers who operate in Angola, and black tie event, about 80 people. And what made this special for me was it was one of the few times where I felt like a professional and somebody respected me at that level, that they didn't try to beat me down on price. That's when you know, you name your price and they pay it. Great. And all the details were worked out. I've met a lot of interesting celebrities in my career. Only two celebrities in my life made me feel like I was their best friend. Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
And the late Princess of Wales. I had a one-to-one with both of them as I'm talking to you now. Ali was exceptional. I genuinely felt that me, Michael Vincent, meant something to him. That was the power of his charisma. And it taught me how to treat others. Just by giving someone 30 focused seconds of my time makes them feel special. And that's what made Diana special. She locked into you and she held you in her gaze. So charismatic. It just isn't true. I fancied her. I'm not going to lie. And the most beautiful thing in my life, would you believe, relates to my mother. She's not in a position now to relate to me because of her dementia. But she said to me, I just want to see the world through your eyes. Go away, do your work, and come back safely and tell me all about it. I bought a camera so that I could document all these nice places. Hey, Mum, I was standing on a wall while I was away. Oh, that's nice. What wall was that? I said, it's the wall they built in China, but it's not your ordinary garden wall. This is a wall across the landscape. Oh, the Great Wall. So I showed her a picture of the Great Wall of China. I showed her Table Mountain in South Africa and Michelangelo's David in Florence. She was blown away. So when I saw the look on my mother's face, she said, my God, you've traveled, haven't you? I said, well, you made it possible. You let me go away. And as she said, well, by God's grace, you always came home safely. I said, thank God.
What a wonderful guest we had this week. And don't forget, we will be continuing the interview with Michael, so please stay with us. There was some great perspective and some interesting points made. Going back to our metaphor, let's get stuck into what this quote could mean. If we take the metaphor literally and we feel we're faking something, it wouldn't be that nice, would it? Instead, it is interesting to notice how we are slowly becoming a new person, evolving into a better version of ourselves. And the best part is that we can do it as many times as we want. We can become whoever we want. And if it's still not getting us where we want to be, we can keep changing, just like a chameleon. The country teaches. this wonderful TED Talk, Amy Cuddy talks about how she had to fake being confident to give speeches before being able to actually feel the confidence needed to do so. So has one of her students who became a great professional and is now extremely confident.
And so I want to say to you, don't fake it till you make it. Fake it till you become it. You know, it's not, do it enough until you actually become it and internalize. The last thing I want to leave you with is this. Tiny tweaks can lead to big changes.
I want you to take a moment and close your eyes. If you're driving or doing something that requires your attention, please do not do this and take this as a homework to do or when you are in a relaxed environment. I want you to close your eyes and think about the version of yourself you want to be. Where do you see yourself? How are you dressed? What is your smell? What type of haircut do you have? How do you walk? Think of as many details as possible and picture yourself in this wonderful state of feeling fulfilled, successful, and grateful. Slowly start opening your eyes and come back to the present moment. Feel your body, see your hands, and think about the things you need to do to become that person. That visualization is there, waiting for you to become it. You absolutely have the power to do it. Once you are on the good path, you will start to notice small changes, and this will keep you motivated to continue with your projects. Maybe you want to be a high performance athlete, an artist, or even have your own podcast. The important thing to know is that you can do it. You just have to fake it till you make it. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Metaphorically Speaking. We hope that you learned something new. Thank you also to my guest, Michael Vincent. And don't forget, part two of this exciting interview follows in a subsequent show. You must check out his stylish and sophisticated performances. They really take hand magic to a new level of artistic, authentic self-expression. He's on YouTube and also on michaelvincentmagic.com. Let us know on social media what you think about Fake It Till You Make It. And if you've ever tried it yourself, we'd love to read your stories. Don't forget, if you'd like to suggest a metaphor for an upcoming show, you can reach us at colorful.com/shows/Delia. And we'd love you to share the show with your friends or leave a review on colorful.com or on our podcast, Metaphorically Speaking, which is on Apple, Spotify, and all major streaming platforms. Please help us to grow. Join us for another metaphor next week. I'm Delia Delore. Keep safe. Goodbye.
Colorful
Delia Delore.
Colorful Radio.
Special girl, a love based on physical things
grows weak at the seams and falls apart. Our love is nothing obscene. It's pure and it's clean, right from the heart, girl, girl. If I must say, I find myself truly amazed. Special girl, well, your love is rated X. That means you're extra, extra, extraordinary. Your love is rated X. There's nothing under the sun in the name of love that we haven't tried. Tell I'm satisfied, and I like that. You see, when two hearts are willing, they don't leave you with an empty feeling. When we have privacy, you can let your hair down. Extra special girl, well, well. Your love is rated X. That means you're extra, extra. Read all about it, you're extraordinary. Don't try to understand.
some risk. Oh, suck to me, suck to me. Ooh, you're so good to me. Don't wanna see selfishly a broken hearted. Should always be you for me and me for you. We two loving through. Hey, baby,
sexy dancing ladies,
sexy dancing ladies,
sexy dancing ladies.
You got just what it takes.
Got just what it takes.
And I hope it's not too late. So good to me. So glad I'm around. Friends, what are we for? The way we have our fun. But we both to enjoy.
Love me, love me now.
So good to me.
Love me tenderly.
You're so good to me.